They went on a trip shortly afterwards. When they returned, Elsa too had come back and was waiting in the backyard of their home. Their little girl found it in the backyard. I know, like, how did that fucking happen?
Nobody wants to admit they believe in ghosts.
There are just a lot of unanswered questions, and most people would be like,
I like how people react when they hear about our podcast.
We were right.
There are things back here.
I don't want milk.
It was a miracle. We must explain it.
Hey, everyone, this is Paula.
And this is Elaine.
And you're listening to Wayward.
Oh, we're so mellow.
Look at us being grown-ups today. I hope you're all well today. Do you have any stories to share before the story to share?
I feel like we don't because we shared it on the last episode and it's all on the same day.
We're doing two episodes today because our Miss Elaine is going to Graceland.
By the time this comes out, I think I'll be back. I had a great time.
She was in Graceland.
I had a great time.
Love Brandy. Missed her. Hadn't seen her in a while.
There is gossip, though. I mean,
about Miss...
Yeah. Beep. I'll warp it. Apparently, so you guys might know, not know. She's not that well known, but she was on a show. She's a fitness trainer.
Isn't she still on that show?
Supposedly. I don't know if there's a second season.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So long story short, she's closing her gym.
Whoa, after one season?
Well, she's closing it because she's just like, well, her excuse was she doesn't have the time. She's, you know, there's so many other projects that she's on.
She's such a big loser.
She's just like, there's so many projects. I just don't have, but really it's because people are opting out.
Uh-huh.
Even though she's the head trainer, people are opting out. So.
Well, that's what happens when you need to stare at your image in your phone and wherever in the mirrors instead of connecting with other people.
Yeah. And also it's like a lot of her content and people who know her for real and see her content online, it doesn't seem genuine.
Yes.
So there's that. But nothing's really going on. I mean, summers are just so weird for me just because I feel like I need to do things for my kids, but also work. And also there's money involved in vacations.
Yes.
And it's like, where am I getting this pressure from? Oh, right. Social media. Mm. Where everybody's on vacation. They're
going to different places.
I'm like, how are you doing that? But I don't know their financial situation. I mean, I do know one of my friends is stinking rich, and that's her excuse.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's vacationing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I would love to go on vacation, but I can't.
That one?
Oh, no. That one's paid for by her parents.
Oh, that's right. She has a sugar daddy.
The whole family, I think, is rich. No, I'm talking about my friend Beverly, who has earned every ounce
every
of that money.
Every damn penny. Yeah.
Every damn penny. I mean, that girl was a single mom in an apartment with two babies under the age of three and was telling me that she was literally, her meals for the day was Jack in the Box dollar nuggets because that's what she could afford. And now she is.
Look what she, you know, but she manifested it.
Hell yeah. And she didn't.
By rolling up her sleeves and not giving up.
And didn't feel sorry for herself. She just like, you know what? I can work my way out of this. And she fucking did.
That's really the attitude I've been working on having lately.
Yeah.
Like a little dealio happened at work. And I had my day of like, God damn it. Why? Blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And the next day I'm like, okay, so here's the reality. I need to speak another language to sell my ideas. Let's speak the other language.
Exactly.
Like you really do have to just regroup and redirect.
Right. And really be responsible for the feelings that are coming up. Is it you? Probably. Have your feelings, for sure. But also, don't take things so personally.
Absolutely. Because it's professional. Everything you hear from other people is information. It's not all intended to be put to work, but it's to consider and let it go if it's not relevant and apply it if it is. And like, it's really not about you at all.
Exactly. And if they are coming from malicious intent, that's their problem.
And that would be the consider and release.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Relax, relight, release.
Live, laugh, love.
Live, laugh, love. Live, laugh, love. Oh my God. It's so funny. There was a guy on TikTok. He's like, this is a tour of my basic sister's house. And then he would read it in a southern accent because she had all the signs.
Oh, she did.
In this house, we laugh, We love hard.
I know, but you fight, know what?
And we hug.
My sister has all the signs too. And I'll tell you, we came from such a difficult childhood that when I see my sister's signs, yeah, it's because like, I will not live that life.
Yes.
But now I mean, I look at them and hear your voice also. I can't be denied.
Listen, but again, don't take that personally. If that's what,
right,
if yes, that's what you need, if that's what makes your family,
yeah, if it
cozy,
validates positive, yeah,
I say go for it. I just like how he was reading it, like Dolly Parton.
If you gotta live, laugh, love, you go in live, laugh, love.
And I'm sorry, but it works, because whenever we say live, laugh, love, it's we're laughing.
It is. That's right.
So
that's right.
It's nothing against. It's just funny.
It's just funny. I feel like we need a button that you push the button, like it says live, laugh, love, uh-huh, and you push it and your voice comes out of it. Live, laugh, love.
Live, laugh, love. And in Filipinos, or with most Asian families, it wouldn't, we don't express love by saying love.
Uh-huh.
When we have an argument and we want to say we're sorry and we, yes, love you, the question is, do you want something to eat?
Oh, and that means I love you.
I'm
sorry.
I'm sorry, and I love you.
Oh.
Because then you won't talk to each other. But then, like, your mom or you'd be like, you want something to eat?
And you're reconnected.
Yes, you're reconnected.
Oh, my God.
Everything's,
I love that.
Under the, so we're not very expressive as a people in general. I'm just talking generalizations, obviously, because there are probably lots of Filipino families that are very loving. But
I want to put a sign on my wall that says, do you want something to eat?
Do you want something to eat? But typically, the end-all, be-all of anything is food.
Yes.
Do you want something to eat? If you are a visitor in a Filipino home,
yes,
you won't, they don't give a fuck if you're full.
The Finnish people are like that. You can show up unexpectedly, and the first thing you do, they're running to the cupboard for cookies and the stuff to put out.
Yep, you got to eat. Eat. It's so, in the same
thing.
You
have to feed people.
It's our apologies.
That's the sweetest thing ever.
Do you want something to eat? Yep.
And when you say yes, you're getting, yeah, it's fine.
It's fine.
We're good.
We're good again. It's such a...
that's when I love humans, though.
Right?
Because we find a way.
Right, because we didn't grow up in a very expressive, like, saying I love you is very new to me,
yeah,
and my parents. We never said that. But we were very loving. We would kiss each other goodbye every time we left
the
door.
Substance, like the meaning of love was there.
But it was never like, love you. It's weird.
Oh my gosh. But
now it is, because, you know, like my brother passed away and we're not always
together.
Yeah,
it makes you more, you don't take for granted time.
And thank God for Lorraine, a typical Cancer, very loving. She says I love you all the time.
Oh my God, she's such a cute little.
All the time. Okay, have a great, I love you, Mom, love you. Even to her sister, who she hates half the time. I mean, you know, as sisters do.
As sisters do.
Bye, love you, love you.
And do people feel like they are so connected they say it back?
Yeah, we do say it back to her. We don't always say it to each other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But Lorraine, it's easy because she makes it easy.
She makes it easy,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, so that's her thing.
What
that's
a sweet little life. Spirit. Like,
she
what
really
a gift
is.
To the household. Everyone is in their own way.
Yeah.
But you can definitely see that that's her gift to the family.
Is she... brings the loving feeling.
Yeah.
That, like, you can be open and say, I love you, and kiss and hug. And
yes.
All that stuff. So that's my quick interpretation of my family.
Live, laugh, love.
And again, like I said, it's if you feel like that's what makes your home happy, go for it.
I know we say I love you a lot, like my daughters and I, and my sister and I.
Good.
And I mean, but you know, it came from a different beginning.
Yes.
So we fell into it, and it's good. It reconnects us all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's certain people, I'm a big hugger and all that stuff, but there's certain people, like, it makes me feel weird when there's someone I'm like, I don't think I should hug them.
Yeah.
Not necessarily because they wouldn't hug me back, but because, like, I don't think I want our energies that close together.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though you want to be like, please feel better, you know, like grab them in a hug. That's like, no.
But sometimes their energy is stronger and it sucks from
you. Yes, yes, yes.
But, you know,
it's like there's a vampiric quality there.
You feel icky afterwards.
Uh-huh, yes. We're just not going to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
We're not going to live, laugh, love over there.
We're not going to live, laugh, love over there.
Over there.
Yeah.
Woo!
So that was a good...
Okay, yeah.
So, am I first?
Yes, you are first today.
Okay, so today I'm going to talk about the dangers of bucking caves, because And particularly one certain person.
Of caves.
Of caves.
That's so funny. The last episode I talked about caves.
Uh-huh. And, you know, there's... Remember when I talked about Dulce, Mexico, about the whole cave system, how, you know, there was a big fight because the base that was supposedly underground.
Yes, right.
Where they were experimenting on people, and then the employees found out and tried to free them.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yeah, there was that whole snafu.
Right. And so in that sense, sometimes when people disappear out of nowhere, I'm like, they're being experimented on. And then the whole... this is in no way making light of, you know, trafficking. Of course, sex trafficking is a thing. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I feel like disappearances out of nowhere, no trace, nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like something happened.
And how it's such big money,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
To abduct. So anyways, my sources are NevadaMagazine.com and Bedtime Stories on YouTube.
Okay.
So November 2014... A guy named Kenny Veach went missing after finding a strange cave in the Mojave Desert.
Mm.
Now, he was a very experienced hiker. He would explore caves.
Okay.
Desert hiking is a whole other level of hiking.
Yeah.
Especially for someone who can't take heat.
No way.
Right? And so he did a lot of solo hikes.
Okay, so he was expert.
He was an expert.
Okay.
And he was one of these people that were like purists. Like, he did not bring a compass.
Whoa.
Because he was like, that's for amateurs. You should know where the fuck
he learned to read the signs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So his last ever hike was November 2014, but not just because he disappeared, but the circumstances before it is very strange. So prior to this hike, he was active on YouTube, but not a YouTuber.
Okay.
He had like five videos up. God damn this thing. Hold on. He had five videos. Like, it's mostly hiking vlogs. And of course, he would comment back and forth with other people in the comments.
Yeah,
section.
But it wasn't like a whole...
series.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
In June 2014, he left a comment on a video called Son of an Area 51 Technician. He said that he stumbled on a strange cave while hiking in Nevada desert out near Nellis Air Force Base.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Do any of his other videos talk about, like, paranormal or aliens or anything like that?
No. Because there was only one video, and I'll get into that.
Okay.
Let me open this link so I could see his actual comment.
Okay.
He actually didn't. He would watch things, obviously, in that same capacity. Like,
yeah.
But he never posted anything like it.
Okay, so that wasn't his persona.
No, his persona was, like, hiking.
Okay. That's very interesting.
So
Nellis Air Force Base.
He left a comment that said, "This ain't nothing. I'm a long-distance hiker. One time, during one of my hikes by Nellis Air Force Base, I found a hidden cave. The entrance to the cave was shaped like a perfect capital M. I always enter every cave I find. But as I began to enter this particular cave, my whole body began to vibrate. The closer I got to the cave entrance, the worse the vibrating became.
Mm.
Suddenly, I became very scared and hightailed it out of there. That was one of the strangest things that had ever happened to me."
Did he happen to take a picture of the entrance?
He did not.
Okay.
But this sparked people asking the same question, like, you should go back there, you know, you should take pictures. And so there's this whole conversation. All these users were like, go back there, get a video camera.
Yeah.
So then October, he puts a vlog, and he couldn't relocate the cave. Couldn't find it in October. But he was still like, I'm bound and determined to find this. And actually, that video is still on YouTube. If you search up M Cave Hike, that's his video.
M Cave. Okay.
So in another post, he said he was going back. And this was all the comment section.
Uh-huh.
And then he was going to find it. Most people were like, yay, cool. But another comment said, no. Do not go back there. If you find that cave entrance, do not go in. If you do, you won't get out. Kenny commented back, what makes you say that? But he didn't get a reply. And no one heard from that user. So he left November 10th. And he was gone. He told his girlfriend he was leaving. And everybody knew it. And then nobody heard from him again. So his girlfriend reported him missing after 4 days. And then a couple days later, full-on search. Search parties, helicopters.
Oh, my God.
The authorities eventually found his cell phone outside an entrance to a mine. So an article at News 3 Las Vegas details, "We found his cell phone close to a very vertical old mine shaft, and we can't find another trail. Red Rock Search and Rescue Commander Dave Cummings told News 3. It doesn't mean that he's down the mineshaft, but we have tracked him as far as we can. We are having our other crews come in for the search areas. So they thought maybe he did go into the mine, but when they looked in the mine, it was undisturbed. There was, but,
I mean, and he would know. I mean, if he were an expert hiker, he would know not to just, like, go running blindly in. Like, you would check if there's a vertical drop.
Right. And why leave your cell phone out in the elements? Unless he...
Yeah, exactly. Unless there was a struggle of some kind.
Right. And, but it wasn't broken or anything.
It wasn't broken.
So it looked like it had been placed on the rock. So they looked in the mine shaft. There was nothing in there. Nothing seemed disturbed. Like, nobody looked like they fell. There was no body. There was nothing. No evidence. Just no evidence that he was there. Aside from the phone. Mm-hmm. So search party, helicopters, no trace of him. They just couldn't find him. A month later, Kenny's girlfriend left a comment online. So the people online didn't even know he was missing until his girlfriend left a comment online, because people were commenting, and that's how they found out. So then the online community started searching for Kenny Beach. And kind of recording, like, where is he at? They're looking for this MK.
I hope they were going in groups.
I wouldn't go out alone after that. Well, I wouldn't go out alone, like, especially...
Yeah, period. Yeah.
Period. I mean, hikes here where it's very populated. But, like, can you imagine a Mojave Desert? Hell no.
Oh, yeah, there's just no way. Plus, someone was raped on a Cambria trail a couple weeks ago.
Oh, my God. See, this is why. See, people thought I was a typical LA girl carrying a knife, but...
Carry a knife. Carry pepper spray. Do whatever you need to do.
Stun gun. You can't...
Yeah, stun gun.
There's too many... stories of these state park. I mean, there's a whole freaking podcast about it. Park predators. And it's not always supernatural. It's fucking people hijacking.
Yeah, people are way scarier than
aliens. People are way scarier.
Yeah.
So, they started searching on their own, but still to this day, nobody's found Kenny. So, of course, there's all these different, not conspiracy theories. Some are conspiracy, but theories.
Yeah.
One is natural causes. But, you know, because he took risks like basic navigational aids, and he didn't, I mean, he didn't take the basic navigational aids. They figured, what if he got disoriented and he lost his way and he ran out of supplies and he succumbed to the elements? But the problem with that is he was hiking in a very specific area.
Yeah.
And they didn't find a body. And it's not like the Mojave Desert has a lot of brush. You could stand in the Mojave Desert and look for miles.
Right, so couldn't they go over it with a helicopter and see something?
Right, and they did, and they didn't see anything.
Okay.
But people are saying, well, maybe.
Right, if he went into the mine,
and
blah,
then there's
blah, blah.
This thing that, like, he got attacked, but, you know, maybe he had rattlesnake, but again, they would have found him if it was an accident, you know.
Yes.
Some say he could have seen something he shouldn't have. Drug deal, a military exercise, and that he was, quote-unquote, taken care of. Another theory is he faked his own death, because apparently Kenny had quit his job to pursue his own business.
Okay.
And it didn't go well. And he talked about selling his home. And they found out, like, he didn't owe a ton of money, but it could still be a possibility. But then the opposite end of that is faking a death takes money. Right, Elvis?
Yes. Right, Elvis?
Right, Elvis? It takes money. So, and plus, with all the attention this has been getting, there's no way he could have hid out for long.
Yeah.
People would have suspected. And then, some people think he did find the cave.
Yeah.
And he was killed and or abducted or had an accident inside the cave. So, a comment by Lemmy Kilmister. So, he was supposedly worked at a base. And it says, and his comment said, if Kenny found this cave, what is its purpose? And, you know, they said that Nevada has a handful of air bases, Nellis Creech and the one we all know and love, Area 51. Sometimes.
But that's in New Mexico, right?
New Mexico is Roswell. New Mexico.
Is Roswell not where Area 51 is?
No. Roswell, New Mexico, is where the Roswell crash was, not where Area 51 was.
That's, I always thought that's where Area 51 is.
No, Area 51 is supposedly
Nevada Test and Training Range. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, I always had that mixed up.
No, Roswell, New Mexico is where the crash happened.
Okay,
the dead bodies.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, he said, Dulce, New Mexico, mm-hmm. experimentation on humans is set to take place. And this guy said the vibration that Kenny felt and his feelings of dread
yes.
as he approached the cave is something called an access denial system.
Ooh.
These devices have been developed and tested by U.S. military where they use either heat as a deterrent, like yeah. a microwave, or they use infrasound. So imagine having these installed in, like, we were speaking of self-defense.
Yes.
You had, like, a jacket.
Uh-huh.
And it'd be like, stay away from me.
Yeah, and the guy's like, oh, that guy's approaching me. And it's like, oh, it's too hot. Yeah. I should go back.
Or, ugh, I feel sick when I'm near you.
It's like, that's right.
Correct. But then also, it would be near you.
Yeah. So it would have to go out and not in.
It would have to go out and not in.
Yeah.
So people feel it. Usually when it's a low-frequency sound wave. And it's known that infrasounds with an ultra-low-frequency sound mm-hmm. wave have significant effects on human beings
Definitely.
When they are exposed to them, kind of like 5G that they're rolling out, which is a low-frequency radiation.
Did you hear that? Did Just you guys saying. Hear that, too?
Strange vibrations. You get strange vibrations, yes. auditory and visual hallucinations.
I mean, there have been communities where people were losing sleep, and it was becoming a really bad situation because some super low-level
yeah,
audio.
Because it can mm-hmm. occur naturally.
Mm.
And that's why, you know, when they actually do ghost hunting, not
yeah.
Zach Baggins,
yeah.
and you get intense feelings of fear, it's because there's a natural low frequency in different places.
Oh.
And they attribute that to why people see hauntings, ghosts.
Yeah.
Even alien abduction is said to be because of a low frequency. Or being around people and feeling bitchy. It's because you're around people who are bitchy.
Bitchy people are at a low frequency.
Low frequency. So sound waves can be recreated, and caves sometimes do that. So they're thinking
okay.
maybe it could have been a natural occurrence.
Mm.
And then there's that alien theory. This was the U.S. Airman that said something about the Charles James Hall was a U.S. Airman who wrote a book about aliens he interacted with called The Tall Whites.
The Tall Whites.
Very specific. So not me. I'm a short brown. Allegedly, the Tall Whites entered into an agreement with the U.S. government, and they were given secret underground bases in and around the Mojave, and he believes that maybe, or not he believes, but some people believe he walked into one of these bases.
Okay.
There's another story I'm working on.
Yeah.
Where it goes into how the U.S. government worked with these people.
Yeah.
And it also works in the abduction theory.
Uh-huh.
That's later. What we're left with is the fact that he's basically gone. But his girlfriend, his girlfriend believes that he took his own life. Yeah.
And was he depressed?
Yeah. So he said that she had noticed that he was depressed due to money issues. He was essentially living on his retirement money when his business failed. He had talked to his girlfriend about having suicidal thoughts.
Oh, man.
He's had them prior. In fact, his dad had committed suicide when he was in his 20s.
Oh.
And Kenny said that if he was ever to take his own life, he would not do it at home because probably he found his dad's body.
Yeah.
And that he would go out in the wilderness where no one could find them. Mm. So when
and she was like, okay, well, have a good hike.
I know.
That seems a little bit
right? iffy. But if he was hiking solo...
And also, if he hikes so much, that could also be the way he broke his depression.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm
no,
sure
I mean, yeah, I don't want to blame the girlfriend.
But you just did. I'm just kidding.
I don't want to. I just did it anyway.
But when they searched, and they searched his home, and there were articles on suicide in his internet search history, which could be anything. Maybe he was looking for help. And that he had written the words "help me" several times.
Well, yeah, into the internet.
I don't know. That's all he said. Help me, but where? Like searching.
I'm just gonna check real quick what happens if you Google "help me." I mean, hopefully we don't get like cops at the door.
I know.
Or something.
The video "Help Me, Rhonda" comes up.
No, Joni Mitchell, "Help Me."
Oh, Joni
That's
Mitchell,
what comes up
which
first.
A depressing ass.
Wow.
So they were wondering, like, maybe he likes Joni Mitchell.
Maybe he does. Who doesn't?
I love that song. Also, note, he did not bring his video camera on the hike to the M Cave.
Oh, he didn't.
He
so
didn't
he wasn't really planning to record anything.
So,
but his phone, could that have
Could that have...
I mean, that could have recorded.
But clearly... Yeah, that's true. That's true. Kenny's girlfriend believes his body is somewhere in the caves. In the Mojave. Excuse me. So...
Why did he leave his phone? Was there any kind of message left on it?
They would have said. I don't think so.
Yeah, they would have said. Yeah.
So, it says here, over 30-year search and rescue team members searched 3 different times on foot. One helicopter over... was done, and there was no trace of Kenny or any of his camping things. They did find his car in the area. And this is from his girlfriend. They did find his cell phone by the mine shaft. The mine shaft was only about a 4-hour hike from his car. Only... I'm sorry. Brakes. Only about a 4-hour hike.
If I accidentally got 4 hours away from my car and I had 4 hours to go to get back...
Like, forget it.
I'd be like, it's just not worth living.
Listen, they're just going to have to find me.
I got
to
go.
I had a good life. It is my feeling he left it behind so he could not be tracked by GPS in it.
Oh. Our harmony is just beautiful these days.
And also, that's the sound of the lube working on our brains.
Oh, it is. That the door opens.
He also did not take his video camera and it was left at home. So he had no intention of filming anything. So that is my story about the disappearance of Kenny Beach. But before we move on, I feel responsible to say that if you do have any suicidal...
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
There is so many ways to get help. The crisis text hotline, you text HOME to 741-741. The National Suicide Prevention Hotline is 1-800-273-8255. Mm-hmm. The Trans Lifeline is 1-877-565-8860. That's for transgender community. Mm-hmm. And the Trevor Lifeline, 1-866-488-7386 for the LGBTQ youth. And I'm sure all people.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure anyone would help anyone, but...
Yeah, and I'll post that on our social media, too.
Yeah, thank you. I think that's really important.
Yeah, because it feels like, from what his girlfriend says, I think that's what happened.
Yeah.
And for him to disappear without a trace, I just feel like he's just so good at it. Like, he could easily... If you knowingly went, you know what, I don't want to be found.
Yeah.
I think an experience...
Well, I mean, when there are caves and mines and all that,
it is easy. And the Mojave Desert's so vast. I mean, I know the Mafia has...
I mean, it's a vertical mine. He could be at the bottom of it if he did something, took something.
Exactly.
Or just jumped,
and there's a lot of mines there. So it could be any mine. He could have just dropped it off one mine and went to another.
That's near Las Vegas, right?
Yeah. I mean, watch, when we drive over the... When we do drive in Las Vegas... Should do it at night. It's freaky. There's absolutely nothing aside from the road. Yeah. Well, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. You sure?
Let it go. Let it go. Which is my story for the day.
I love the segue.
There was a family in 2020, so fairly recently.
Okay.
Oh, no, wait. No, it happened back in 2013. This first article is from 2020.
Okay.
In Esquire magazine. Esquire magazine and Scary Mommy, this haunted Elsa doll. Elsa, main character from Frozen.
What?
It's so crazy.
You never think that about modern dolls.
No. No. But this family... Okay, so... Oh, and KPRC to Houston News.
Okay.
So this family in Houston... had an Elsa doll for their daughter. It was a bilingual doll, Spanish and English, but it only ever spoke and sang in English for 2 years, which was whatever. It just didn't work the other way.
Glitch.
They were fine with it. And then, let's see, the doll recited phrases from the movie Frozen. It sang Let It Go when a button on its necklace was pressed. For 2 years, it did that in English. The mother, Emily Madonia, said in 2015... it started doing it alternating between Spanish and English, which are like, okay. In Spanish, I looked it up. In Spanish, it would be, déjalo ir, déjalo ir.
I love it.
I was like, well, what does it sound like in Spanish? It probably sounds a little
and
different.
And I'm like, helado, helado, because it always goes back to food. Ice cream. Yum.
Ice cream. There wasn't a button that changed these. It was just random. There was a button on the doll, apparently, or something, where you chose between the languages.
Okay.
But the button didn't play into what was happening.
Got it.
So it started going back and forth in English and Spanish just on its own. The family owned the doll for more than 6 years and never changed its battery, so that was a little weird. The mother says the doll would randomly begin to speak and sing even when it was turned off. So there was this slow escalation of what's going on Elsa the doll.
So it would keep, okay. That.
So they turn it off and it would still just sing sometimes.
Nope, throw it, burn it.
And so they did. Oh. The family decided to throw the creepy doll away in December of 2019. Her original, this is Scary Mom, Scary Mommy talked to Miss Madonia. Mm. Her original motivation for tossing the Elsa doll was purely practicality, though. We decided to get rid of it because we wanted to get rid of old toys before Christmas so we would have room for new ones. I didn't even think about the Elsa doll. My daughter said she didn't care about it anymore, so it was easy to throw away. It was so old and germy, she says.
Oh.
I was like, why was it germy?
Well, kids.
Kids are germy. And she had already colored on it with her markers. Wow. It seemed useless to donate it, so it went in the garage, in the garbage outside, and that's what Madonia told Scary Mommy. So right. They threw it away in the garbage.
I feel that. I've thrown away some.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. They get all worn out, and they thought the doll was weird, but they weren't thinking paranormal in any way.
It just had a glitch.
So weeks later, they found it inside a bench in their living room. I know. It's so weird. The kids insisted they didn't put it there, and I believe them because they wouldn't have dug through the garbage outside. And that's what Madonia told KPRC to Houston News. So, and this bench, she said, was something they did not regularly go in. It just had a bunch of books in that, and the doll was underneath the book. What? So they went into it for whatever reason, and there was this weird doll.
So my first, I mean, aside from shitting my pants, my first would be like someone... My husband's playing a trick.
And she was thinking that at first, like, was it her husband? Was it the kids? But they all swore. And later, she says, this, because the event went on so long, it caused her so much stress that told her it wasn't a loved one playing a prank.
Yes, right.
Because they're not going to let her be so upset for a prolonged period.
Okay, got it. Yeah, you're right.
So she was really thinking it wasn't.
It would be like, I just did that.
A little weird. So when they found it in the bench, though, at that point, Elsa ceased to sing the English rendition of Let It Go at all and was speaking only Spanish when the button was pressed.
Oh, man. And now sounded like a 40-year-old man.
Let it go.
Wait, Spanish. Yeah.
Oh, but in Spanish.
What is it?
Déjalo.
Okay. Oh, no.
Let's find it.
Helado.
Déjalo ir. And you're like, ah.
I will let it go if you go.
I like it. Madonia explained her husband's the one who found it in the bench.
Yeah.
She said, my husband found it and yelled. I came running in. He put on rubber gloves, double bagged the doll, and took it to the curb inside the garbage can. And put it inside the garbage can with all the garbage on top of it.
Oh.
We saw the truck take it away.
Oh.
So it was gone at that point.
I think I know what's going to happen.
They went on a trip shortly afterwards. When they returned, Elsa, too, had come back and was waiting in the backyard of their home.
No.
Their little girl found it in the backyard.
No.
I know. Like, how did that bonging happen? Oh, no.
So burn, baby, burn.
Burn the doll.
Shit.
So, it was Scary Mommy asked Madonia if the kids or the husband could have done it, and that's when she described, like, I wondered that, but there's no way they would have just let me suffer for such a long period of time.
And they saw the trash dudes take it away.
They didn't go get it at the dump.
I don't see them going, you know, it'd be funny if we go to the landfill and dig it out. Like,
yes. And she said,
that's dedication.
You know, people ask about that. Like, maybe she liked the attention, you know, maybe, or the paranormal aspect. And she said, as much as she doesn't want to think her family was playing a trick on her, she would way rather than the alternative, which this freaking doll is.
This doll's
possessed.
Evil.
Yes. She said she was really losing nights of sleep over it.
Oh,
by the time it arrived home the second time in the backyard.
Oh, my word. It'd be a chopping party and burning party.
It was so weird. Madonia says that since their Elsa story went viral, they've received a lot of feedback. One thing people keep harping on is the fact that she mentioned the doll, although it was marketed as a bilingual toy, only spoke English for the first 2 years. But that's...
What does that
mean? Oh, because it did it when it switched to Spanish. So like, but it was a bilingual toy. And she's like, yes, it was a bilingual toy.
But it was broken.
But it only spoke English. And then it spoke both. And then it switched to only Spanish.
Yes.
And then it came back from the dump.
But I think you're missing the point of the fact that it came back from the dump three times.
And then when it was off, it would still sing.
I mean, if it just spoke Spanish, if it just switched to Spanish, this wouldn't be that big of a deal.
Right. And then it stopped. At one point, it stopped singing altogether and would only talk.
Oh, Lord.
I know. That'd be so weird. I mean, it was saying the program phrase, sure, you know, let it go. I don't know if it was. I mean, it wasn't talking.
It
the
had
song.
Clearly lost
it
its
go,
joy.
Let it go. Yeah. Let it go. Let me go.
Ugh.
That didn't immediately throw up any red flags for Madonia because they put hashtag mom life. If you have children, you've experienced random and weird things.
Right. And toys malfunctioning. And shit gets broken.
Yes. She said, the creepiest thing I ever saw the doll actually do was when I boxed it up to send to a friend in Minnesota. That's what they ultimately did with the doll the third time. She said when she went to box it up, the doll laughed for 30 seconds straight.
It
30
laughed.
Seconds. That's a 30 seconds is a long time.
Okay. 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000. I think I'm counting fast.
Right. And that's just like 6, 7
seconds. 7,000, 7,000, 7,000. Yeah.
And that went on for 30 of those. Yes.
How was she able to keep that thing in her car?
I don't know. So usually it would giggle after saying something like, you know, let it go. But it did this laugh. She said it had never laughed like that before. And that is what sent a chill up her spine.
Holy shit.
Her husband and I both looked at it in horror before we taped the box shut, drove it to the post office, and mailed it off.
To where?
To some friend in Minnesota.
Who was like, oh, yeah, demonic dolls.
It's weird. And it's this guy named Chris Hogan. And at least for a while Twitter, he would do little updates on the doll. Nothing happened with him, but he ended up mounting it to the front of his Jeep grill.
What?
It's the weirdest thing. He drives around with this doll.
Are we sure this guy isn't Zach Bagans?
Yeah, he's probably Zach Bagans. Right. He didn't look like him, but he was probably him. So she said, to cover her bases, she shipped Elsa with no return address. She and Hogan are online running buddies. That's how they knew each other.
Oh,
yeah. So, yeah, to a P.O. box. Hogan couldn't send it back to her house if he wanted to. If the doll does come back, we feel confident in suggesting that the family should move, hire a paranormal investigator or both. That's from Scary Mommy.
Oh, my
goodness. But, yeah, he taped the doll to the front bumper of his Jeep and she stays. He drives around with this doll.
What a freak.
The doll's a freak. He's a freak.
We need a separate story on this dude.
I know. Like, why did you want the doll and why did you do that?
And then if you put it on your front bumper, it's just going to get ruined. So it's not like he wants to preserve whatever the heck it is.
No. I mean, I'm thinking...
Is it a conversation piece?
That's what I'm thinking it probably is. And I'm thinking he must have had other things on his bumper before then and probably after. Like, I just don't think a guy's a normal run-of-the-mill, I just like to go to work and come home guy.
Anybody who wants a doll that's supposedly haunted,
yeah.
There's something a little... I mean, you could be like... You know, like the dark side of things.
Yes.
But it's the whole not preserving it. It's the whole putting it
right.
On the
if Zach had taken it for his museum, even he has a little. I mean, there's at least a reason for it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's in the industry.
He's in the industry, so to speak.
All right. Even though he's like the Walmart of it.
But yes.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, for me.
Yes.
It would have been burned the second time. Burn.
No, absolutely.
Why even tape it up again?
There's
after
just
the third
no
time?
Way.
Blech. No.
And that's it. Short little story on a haunted freaking Elsa doll. Just don't buy dolls anymore, I think.
I don't like dolls.
No dolls.
I mean, thank God my girls are the same, and I don't know, maybe I've imparted it to them.
Uh-huh.
I remember getting Madeline. Madeline was having a hard time sleeping at one point.
Yeah.
Typical. And I'm like, oh, maybe she needs a little bit of light, but also I don't want it to be to the point where it wakes her up. And she didn't like night lights, like I don't like night lights because it casts more shadows. So I got her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I got her, what is that worm?
It was a little glow worm
glow
thing?
Worm.
Yeah.
She was terrified. She's like, what made you think? This was later when she grew up, because I remember the
when she could form the words to admonish express her hate.
Because I opened the where I kept the paper or paper towels, the towels, and it was in there. I'm like, what? Why is it in here? And then I didn't ask her, but I just put her back on her bed.
Oh my God, that was her Elsa experience. I keep getting rid of it.
No, and then finally I was just like, why do you keep putting this here? And yeah. She's just like, I don't want it. And I'm like, okay, well, I just donate it. I thought you would like it because it's cute.
Yes.
And then later
my kids had a glue worm.
Right, she's like, why would you think a worm with a human face, a baby human face that glows in the dark would be comforting? And I'm like, but it's cute. She's like, she's like, not in the dark. And she hates babies.
She hates baby dolls.
And Lorraine doesn't like them either. They're more animal. They like animals.
I was like, yeah, Laura definitely had stuffed animals a lot. Yeah. She named them. She had a little panda bear named Pandy.
Yeah, yeah. And Pandy. I think we had a few Pandies.
A little like puppet terrier dog named Ruffy.
Yeah. Aww.
And Madeline liked dolls a bit though.
Yeah.
Everything was named Sally. She had an imaginary friend Sally too.
Sally. That
but now her imaginary friend Sally, it makes me wonder, like, who was Sally?
Who was Sally?
Now that I think about things like this.
That's a whole other story.
Whole other story,
Madeline.
Especially
when they get detailed.
Yes.
Ooh, let's talk to Madeline about that. Maybe
I'm going to see if she remembers anything about Sally.
Like anything specific.
Because it would be great if she remembered the way she looked.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Ugh. Sally. That hey, girl. Sal. That's a bad song, by the way.
Mustang Sally.
Well, that's a better song than the one I'm singing.
What's one you're singing?
It's an old school rap. It wasn't very popular. It was popular in my town, mm-hmm. but it was nasty.
It was a little nasty.
It was a little nasty, and now I can't remember it, but it was bad. It's probably best that I don't.
It's best. Well, if you remember it, $100 tier.
Sally was a girl who was something something, and she was really, really wet.
We could do. Oh. Sally, no. Sally. Don't tell people your business like that.
That girl. That girl. Okay.
Yeah, it's coming back to you. I think.
Yeah, on our tier, I'll, if I remember it, I'll sing it, or we can put it on Instagram stories.
Oh my gosh! Anytime we do a poem or a rap or anything, that could we'll pull it out and just do a recording for.
I know.
Bum, 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 bum.
Or if I remember it randomly, I will put it on Instagram stories. You should get on that.
I should get on that. That's
Instagram
good.
Instagram stories. Just do random shit. So, we still have no comment and review highlights because...
We don't, because you guys didn't comment, review, or highlight.
So we can't highlight when there's no comment and review.
Well, that's what it is. It's you don't highlight.
It's like peanut butter, no jelly. Ham, no sandwich.
And no gum.
We need the ham for the sandwich, so...
No ham. Pigs die.
Oh, okay. So
you knew you were pushing my button. You knew it.
Veggie ham?
Now your button's being pushed. Yeah.
I can't do it. Okay, forget the food. I'm just saying. We need some sustenance.
One needs the other.
We need comment, review, sustenance.
There's no weight without what?
It's like we're the plate and there's nothing on the plate.
Oh, God.
So please put something on the plate. Review us on Apple Podcasts if you haven't already. Comment on our social media. Comment on Facebook. Share us with your friends.
I fear an empty plate.
I feel an empty plate.
I fear it.
And please... Please tag Karen, exactly right, George and Hart Stark, on any episode.
Hey, Karen, George.
Yo, I feel like we're the bookends to your network.
Mm-hmm.
Comedy, true crime, comedy, paranormal.
Just have a little listen. Okay, we're going to go off another half hour on.
We really will.
We're manifesting.
We're manifesting, excuse us.
Yeah, pardon us when we manifest. Oh, excuse me, I manifested.
Oh, God, I manifested all over your apartment.
I didn't realize.
Sorry, let me clean it up. All right, guys. May you manifest your dreams.
Aww.
Not that kind of dream.
Ooh, not the wet dreams.
Not the wet dreams, sassy.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Wait, What?
And remember, you can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and you've got to meet our intern, Sarah. She's all over TikTok.
And you can find all this on our website on waitwhatpodcast.com with 3 A's.